Welcome to Daily Plunge. We are in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, verses 1 through 10. Once again, the opening language is, take heed, pay attention, be careful, follow God's word, his commands, that, you know, Moses is saying this to him. And why? So that you may live, so you may prosper, so you may increase, so you can enter into the promises that God has for you. So you can enter into the place of being with God, right? And then it goes on, remember. Remember how the Lord led you all the way through. And he doesn't say, this time he doesn't talk about leading them out of slavery. He says, remember how he led you through the wilderness for 40 years. Well, why did that happen? Because they wouldn't go into the promised land after 11 days. So he spent 39 years wandering around in circles. You know? And why did he do that? It says to humble you, to test you, in order to that God would know what was, get you from what was in your heart prior to what should be in your heart now. Whether or not you would live by his commands, keep his ways, right? He humbled you, caused you to hunger, then he fed you with manna. You didn't feed yourselves, he fed you, which you never knew anything about. In order to teach, and he did this so that he would remind you that you need to rely on him. You don't live by bread alone, but you live by the word that comes from his mouth. Your clothes, you wandered for 40 years. You ever notice how they didn't wear out? And so he says, verse 5, know that the Lord, then that your heart, in your heart, that the Lord, that just as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord has disciplined you. We don't like to be disciplined. We don't like to be tested. But the truth is, there's no easy path to becoming a follower of God, of walking in his ways without that discipline, without being tested. It's necessary. And we would do well to remember how God has led us through difficult times and how we've grown in our faith and our understanding and our clinging to God's word so that we stay the course, so we stay on path, right? So he says, verse 6, observe the commands so that you're walking in his word and you're honoring God, you're revering God. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a blessing, a land with brooks and streams and all this gushing water, a land with wheat and barley and all this other blessings. So when you've eaten that, you can praise the Lord your God. And I think that's one of the things we forget. We complain about when we're going through hard times, but the Lord is with us in those wilderness moments. And it is in those times that our faith is often really growing deeper. And that's what Moses is reminding this second generation about. You wandered out in that desert too, but you grew up in your faith through all that. And now you're ready for what God has for you. And in many ways, we have to go through a season of pruning. Pruning out the garbage that doesn't belong, right? Pruning out the garbage that's part of this world so that we can be ready to walk into the blessings that God has for us. So that we'll be obedient. So that we'll cling to his words, so that we want to live our lives to praise him and revere him. And when we live in those ways, we find even more blessing. And that's what Moses is preaching to Israel. Well, thanks, friends. Have a blessed day.
Thanks for joining us today for the Daily Plunge. We hope you hear the Lord speaking into your life. We invite you to subscribe so you can receive this plunge into the word daily. If you found inspiration from this daily devotional, why not share it with someone you know? It is available in video on Facebook and YouTube and in audio format on Apple iTunes, Spotify, and everywhere your favorite podcasts are found. If you want to help support this ministry, go to Apple Podcast and give us a short 5-star review. Finally, we invite you to join us for worship on Sunday mornings at St. John's Lutheran outside Fort Wayne, Indiana. Check out our website at sjlt.org. May the Lord bless you this day.